For the month of October, the NMO confirmed that a total of 693 people were either on trolleys or waiting on wards in the hospital over the four-week period, making it one of the most overcrowded hospitals in the country. The recruitment embargo has prevented management at Letterkenny University Hospital from recruiting the nurses, doctors and support staff required to fully reopen the hospital's short-stay ward. And that are the facts of the matter, and that can be repeated across the board. And also as well, what we have in Letterkenny is we have an ambulance service that runs for a very big county, where most of the ambulance are actually sitting at Letterkenny Hospital waiting to discharge patients into it. That is ridiculous. And this is continuously going on and on and on. And we're here all the time talking about it. If you're constantly talking about doing more for less, you'll do less for less, and that's the reality of the situation, and that's all that's going to happen. I mean, for start off, we have, I think it's €1.5 billion we give in VHI tax breaks. Why don't we put that into health services? There's a €1.5 billion straight away. Instead of giving people tax breaks for having private health insurance, which I'm paying for other people to have private health insurance, we should actually put that money into the health services and make sure that the health services are responsible to our people. And then we might get some difference. But to go the way that you're going, we'll go into the election with you in crisis mode, and Fianna Fáil will be saying it's terrible. They'll go into government and they'll do the same, and you'll be saying it's terrible. That's all that's going to happen.